Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include 2018 Ultra Runners of the Year, Leadville 100 snubs Walmsley, and the pelvic fracture epidemic no one is talking about. The 2018 North American Ultra Runners of the Year have been revealed. Over a 10-day span this January, Ultra Running Magazine, who hosts the annual award, announced the male and female recipients through their social media channels. The awards are decided upon by a panel of hand-picked ultra runners in the sport who cast their ballots each December based upon an analysis of the year's results. They look for the overall body of work of an athlete, including important victories, competitiveness of events run, and even consider DNFs. It's of little surprise that on the ladies' side, Courtney DeWalter ran away with the show. She not only won multiple big and important ultras in 2018, but won quite a few outright, beating all the men. Her win at Western States surely garnered a lot of points for the ballot casters, along with wins at Ultra Trail Mount Fuji, Tahoe 200, second place at Big's Backyard, and others. For the men, it was a three-peat by Arizonan Jim Walmsley. Although he had only two ultra finishes in all of 2018, they were both impressive course records against very competitive fields. He, of course, did that at Lake Sonoma 50 Mile and Western States 100. Moving down the list, we see that Camille Herron locked up second place with a bit of a lighter year, having won Bandera Jed Smith and, of course, setting a world record at the 24-hour event at Desert Solstice, which I'm sure garnered lots of points. I honestly felt like Darcy Piquet easily could have nabbed the second position here, as her 2018 body of work was essentially unstoppable. She showed strength at a variety of 100-milers, including wins at Hurt 100, Ronda Del Sims, Angeles Crest, and Havilland 100. That's a damn dream year right there. And honestly, I'm a bit shocked that she wound up third. For the dudes, I think Jeff Browning could have been easily justifiable as your men's Uroy, with his incredible year as well. His experience and patience in the sport paid dividends as he won three 100-mile events at the Antelope Island Buffalo Run, Hard Rock, and Pinhoti. Not to mention, he placed third at Run Rabbit Run 100 and fifth at Western States. And finally, in third for the men was Rob Krar, who had an incredible return to the sport this year with a slew of fast 50Ks on the front end of the season and a dominant win at the Leadville Trail 100 just 1 week after finishing the 100-mile mountain bike ride. For the full recap of all 10 on the men's and ladies' side, check out Ultra Running Mag on Facebook or Instagram. Stay tuned for performances of the year and age-graded performances next week. Speaking of your 2018 Uroy, we just saw a glimpse of how out of touch with the sport the Leadville Trail 100 currently is. Jim Walmsley did not make it into the 2019 Leadville 100 through the draw. Not sure how a race like Leadville, who obviously makes room for elites, I mean look at Rob Krar grabbing a last-minute slot this past year, misses out that Jim applied. After the tweet went out from Jim, they did reach out and see if they could make amends. We'll have to see if that worked. So you think Jim has a shot at Carpenter's course record? I'd say so. It'll be fun to see it go down. And on a side note, I hope Jim targets the AC 100 record someday. That's one of the most stout in the sport. Moving on to a little talked about epidemic I've noticed creeping up at the elite level of our sport, pelvic stress fractures. Not all athletes go public with this info, but I've heard from sources that many top athletes have suffered from this intensity and stress-induced injury. Almost Barkley finisher Gary Robbins is the latest victim. He announced on his Strava this week with an x-ray shot that he did get a fracture on his pelvis, will be relegated to the bike for at least another 8 weeks. I noticed something fishy when he switched one day to his indoor cycle trainer and started logging big volume after capping off a recent 100-mile training week in the mountains. Heal up, Gary. We'll miss you at Barkley this year. And Outhouse Nation, is this truly an epidemic, or am I crazy? The annual Avalon 50 took place on beautiful Catalina Island this weekend off the coast of Southern California. This is one that I've yet to do, but it's gotta be high on my list for one of these next couple years. It looks like there was some drama on the men's side, as race winner Michael Eastburn was later disqualified after going off course. This left Masters runner Ruperto Romero with the overall win over Jacob Jackson in 6 hours 27 minutes. Pretty fast course out there. For the ladies, Catherine Weiss took the ladies' win, in 7 hours 44 minutes with Asuka Juchi in second, not far back, in 7:47. Next, on to the Frozen Gnome 50K. I've yet to run a 50K in the snow, but it just looks like a good old time. This one took place near Chicago with some fast times. Corey Woltering set a new course record in 3:53. His secret to running so fast? Trying to stay warm as he rocked that unicorn speedo. Wow. On the ladies' side, Rachel Burke was the winner in 5:19. Can't get enough of the closing meters of the annual Western States 100 on the magical Placer High track? Well, lucky for you, there's a fixed time race right in Auburn on the track. The aptly named One Day in Auburn took place this weekend. Well, we couldn't find actual results for the event yet, but our guy Skizzlefresh threw down 28 miles in the 6 hour. I saw Billy Yang was over 40 in the 12 hour, and Ann Trason was also out there putting in some miles as well. Anyone out there with some insider info they can pass along? Thanks in advance. The 2020 US Olympic Trials location was announced by USA Track and Field. It will be a bit of a contrived course in Atlanta, Georgia, with 3 6-mile loops followed by an 8.2-mile loop. There's a couple of hairpin 180-degree turns to contend with along the way as well. The race will be held February 29th, 2020. A look ahead to this weekend, we'll see runners take on the Hurt 100 in Hawaii. Some strong women in the 100-mile field include Sabrina Stanley, will be in attendance, alongside Catherine Cusick, Denise Barassa, and Candice Burt. For the men, Nicodemus Holland, who now goes by Nicodemus De La Rosa, Trevor Fox, who was fifth here last year, Masazumi Fujioka, who was third here last year, Paul Terranova, and even Michael Wardian. And our final story of the week is a fun fundraiser organized by Maggie Guderolf. There is some sweet swag up for grabs with all proceeds going to Run for Water. Here's what you can get. Autographed Gooder glasses and card from Amelia Boone currently has 3 bids going for $56. Courtney DeWalter's New York Times article, also signed, is going for $100 with 4 bids. John Kelly's Loop 5 page from Barclay and bib, wow, what a piece of history, with 18 bids at $200. Amelia Boone is also assigned Runner's World Mag and Gooder glasses going for $241 with 16 bids. You can also get Courtney DeWalter's Western States Trucker hat signed for $176, or a green one currently going for $126. Mystery grab bag is at $90 with 12 bids. And finally, you can get several copies of Ultra Running Magazine signed by the likes of Sabrina Stanley, Pam Smith, Rob Krar, and Sabrina Little, all featured on the cover. Nice. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 128 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have any crazy stories to share, or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam's Rubik's Cube sunglasses. Links are below. We've also got a clear out and close out on some old glasses that we still got on hand. Check them out for $20 in the shop. Happy week.